What a difference 32 hours make. In that space of time, Pope Benedict XVI traveled to two cities in two autonomous regions in Spain, imparting his message along the way.
Solo donde existe el amor y la fidelidad, nace y perdura la verdadera libertad.
The Holy Father spoke about pilgrimage, Christianity and its roots, re-evangelization, encountering God, faith and art, the family, and charity. Looking back on this visit for me is like a series of snapshots. I recall a foggy morning in Santiago de Compostela that turned into a glorious day. I picture the euphoric atmosphere at the Cathedral of St. James and the Pope's happy face as he was greeted by thousands. Another abiding memory was watching the preparations just before the dedication of the Basilica of the Sagrada Familia and seeing its chief architect, who has worked on this masterpiece for years, making sure that everything was in place for this great occasion. But of course, another snapshot would have to be the day itself, and seeing even Pope Benedict marvel at this work by Antoni Gaudí that is now a true place of faith.
Iglesia de la Sagrada Familia, summa admirabile di tecnica, d'arte e di fe.
But it was also the little things too that made this visit so special, like the young girl at the Center for Disabilities who touched the heart of the Pope by her simple but moving speech.
Santo Padre, el nombre de mis compañeros del Niño Dios.
Yes, this visit was a short one, but it was memorable, centering on the Pope's call to Europe to learn from its Christian path in order to go forward in faith. To be one family like the pilgrims in Santiago de Compostela, journeying together for a common purpose that has no barriers, the gospel of Christ. Pope Benedict said as he ended his pilgrimage here, with the Lord's help, he would encounter the people of Spain once again for World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid.
Con su ayuda, nos veremos en Madrid el año próximo para celebrar la Jornada Mundial de la Juventud. Adiós.
If this trip is anything to go by, a rousing reception is assured. In Barcelona, I'm Lydia O'Kane.